The Ramchal gives another perspective to what is accomplished by tzaddikim accepting suffering upon themselves. We have explained up till now the need for tzaddikim to accept suffering in order to balance the judgment that's being cast upon us in the world. Due to many sins, there can be harsh judgments, which are only tempered by the tzaddik accepting suffering upon themselves to atone for everyone else. There's also a perspective, which the Ramchal explains, from the way Hashem structured the world in a spiritual sense. What is the nature, you know, the natural world in a spiritual sense? When people sin and do averis, it causes the light of Hashem, meaning the clarity of His presence, to dim. The greater the collection of averis there are, the more hidden Hashem's presence becomes. This is referred to in Sefer Kabbalah and by the Ramchal as zuhama, or filth, in a spiritual sense. And it means the same way filth will dim a glass and not allow light to shine through. The light is there, it's shining from one side, but the accumulation of filth hampers it from passing through the glass. So Hashem's presence is here, but the overwhelming physicality practiced by people of this world creates this zuama, which prevents us from perceiving Hashem's presence. And through tzaddikim suffering, they diminish the level of zuhama, they introduce more light, and they bring the world closer to Hashem, step after step, until the final perfection that the world needs is reached. So that's another perspective on the necessity of Yisuri HaTzadikim. The Ramchal now approaches the topic of Gilgulim. Hashem created the reality of a soul being reintroduced into another body so that it can finish the work and the mission assigned to it, which it wasn't able to do the first time around, or to possibly atone for what it ruined and failed in the first time around in its mission. Once the world's cycle is finished and everybody stands in judgment in front of Hashem and the final judgment of the world in the world to come, each soul will be judged, each neshama will be judged according to everything which has happened to it and everything it has accomplished and every single Gilgul it's been through. So it's possible that what happens to a person in this lifetime has been determined by something that occurred in a previous lifetime. Hashem has a precise judgment and plan and takes everything into account, both in this lifetime and previous lifetimes. And everything works together fairly and justly. All that happens to a person is designed to bring him closer to the world to come and get him there quicker, so that he can benefit from Hashem's goodness and enjoy the closeness there. And about this judgment is the pasuk said in Parashat Hazinu, Hatzur Tamim Pa'aloi, Kichal Drachav Mishpat. Hashem, the Creator's action, are perfect because all His methods are just. It's impossible for us, Hashem's creations, humans, to begin to wrap our heads around the depth of this judgment and the amount of detail and points that play a role in it. We just know the rule, that one of the factors which play a role in a person's mission and life story is the possibility of him atoning for or fulfilling a previous life's mission. All the different things which determine what a person's life should be like, how he should suffer or enjoy different times in his life, are likely to be contradictory. Hashem, in His awesome wisdom and judgment, sees everything and takes everything into account and measures this against what is necessary for the world to come to its purpose. Hashem can weigh all these factors together and guide the world accordingly. It makes sense that there can be one factor, for example, Zchus Avos, father's tzidkus, which decrees that a person should be wealthy, while his own actions might determine he should be poor. And yet another factor, such as what the needs of the world or community are, might determine otherwise. A person might do a mitzvah which brings upon him a certain bracha, a certain blessing, but might have done another act that decrees he doesn't get that blessing. All these factors are weighed and judged by Hashem, and brings each person to his mission, which is tailor-made specifically and uniquely for him. And there's no possible way for a human to be able to understand or process all these pieces of the puzzle.